Vitamin, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial on this gorgeous Wednesday here in the Pacific Northwest anyway. Got some really interesting influences that have come up through Jimmy's research that are playing a big role really in politics. Jim, it turns out that BlackRock really was not exactly totally out of the situation with Tucker Carlson, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, they in February they bought 15% of Fox News stock. There's some indicators that would look like this was a coordinated effort, in order to get Tucker Carlson off Fox News. And here's some of the I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I do think that when AOC comes out on Sunday talk shows and threatens to fire that Tucker Carlson needs to be arrested for inciting violence and that they need to get him off the air, when Chuck Schumer has come out and said something similar, when the leadership at Fox News apparently on Friday night decide to axe him, there's something very suspicious going on when Monday morning he's axed. Yeah. And when BlackRock, a big investment firm that is really pushing ESG, environmental, social governance investments, that has a very close tie to the Biden administration with Tom Donilon as their research chief, and also he's an economic advisor to the Biden White House.
Yeah.
That would indicate that there is an effort to actually silence people that might undermine those objectives. And when you have that much money, when you manage over $9 trillion in assets, you have a tremendous amount of influence. And we know Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch are actually globalists. We know that Fox News was involved in early calling Arizona way before they should have on the 20th of November of 2020. I'm sorry, on the 3rd of November 2020. So, and then you see, okay, so let's go through a timeline here. Tucker comes out Friday, says, hey, I'll see you on Monday, the next show on Monday. Earlier that week, he actually had thanked Fox News for allowing him to speak the truth, the things that he had found out, and that gathering more facts and information would actually support his case. And then he comes on the show on Friday night. He goes to the Heritage Foundation later Friday night, explains kind of an argument that, hey, this is a crazy series of events that are going on here. And at the end of this speech actually says, hey, we need to pray.
Yeah.
That apparently, you know, AOC comes out and says he needs to be fired, and then he's fired Monday morning. Now, I do not believe that AOC had any influence in his firing. What I believe is that AOC was informed that he would be fired, that Democrats, in conjunction with their mouthpieces, their voices, were able to set this up in order to give credibility not only to her, but to actually kind of change the dynamic prior to Joe Biden's announcement yesterday of his reelection campaign.
Yeah.
And I think they were very successful in it. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of dialogue about it. And of course, that to me was that theory is completely confirmed when Abby Grossman, the producer for Tucker Carlson, that had filed a lawsuit that had basically tried to blackmail Fox News and say, hey, I want money because of misogynistic, anti-Semitic, disgusting comments in the newsroom, you know, or in the preparation room with Tucker Carlson's show.
Yeah.
They said no. Then she said she's going to file a suit. And then guess where she ends up last night? Immediately on MSNBC.
Right.
Giving unfounded, you know, statements about, you know, her uncomfort inside that working environment with Tucker Carlson. Now, she may have video, she may sound, you know, of what's going on there. But again, this is a complete attack on individual rights to speak freely, certainly in a work environment.
Yeah.
And her personal, it looks to me like a setup, like the whole thing was a setup that had been going in the works for a while. And I think this is very similar to what happened to Bill O'Reilly when he was axed from Fox News earlier. And of course, how they attacked Roger Ailes because of his conservative views. Yeah. And I think the Murdochs now are beholden to a globalist ideology. I think these corporations, these, of course, investment companies have way too much power, and they're dictating the future of this nation.
Well, they are. You know, BlackRock looking out for them, they're looking out for their clients. And I have to say that in a world where the basic philosophy is globalism, I think there's more money to be made in a world like that. Now, I personally don't take that statement as saying I agree with firing a guy like Tucker. I don't agree with that whatsoever. But I think there is money for the more money for the Jeff Bezos and the Microsofts to make in a globalistic sense. I really do, Jim. But I don't think that's necessarily the best thing in the world for the United States. I don't think that at all.
Well, and this is the problem, right? So there, I'm a free market guy, right?
I
believe that free markets will actually help things work out. We don't live with free markets anymore. We live with manipulated markets.
Yeah.
So most people, small investors, people, you know, like me that have, you know, whatever, an IRA and own some, you know, some precious metals and own some other things for my retirement.
Right.
We don't have an influence. We don't have a say in the direction of where these companies go.
No.
And of course, as they push towards this ESG, environmental social governance, this social construct of how we're going to invest, they take away a free market option.
Of course they do.
And of course, but it makes them more powerful.
Oh, you bet. I mean, look at what BlackRock just did with Fox. That's
power.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know if Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, actually talked to Rupert Murdoch, but I would suggest there's probably some information there with conversations, different people on what to do and where to go.
Yeah.
And it's a diversified, I mean, I should say a decentralized effort to, with big corporations right now, to appease the regulators. The regulators are leftist progressives. At the same time, they're willing to sacrifice financial. I mean, you would not, this would not be a wise decision financially to fire your most financially the biggest cash cow in your organization.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be the smartest thing in the world to do for Anheuser-Busch to have a transgender come out and represent Bud Light to a bunch of, you know, working class, beer drinking, weekend people.
Yeah.
These are financially very unsound decisions, but they're being pressured by these big investment corporations and this push by the regulators for diversity, equity, inclusion, and environmental social governance investing.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, you really wonder who is running the world right now. I mean, particularly when you got a very qualified candidate, Democratic candidate, for the upcoming election, and the President of the United States announces that he will not debate him. That is just not right.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this yesterday.
I know we did. I got to bid some more.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, we talked a little bit about the fact that Trump, you know, and the RNC didn't have debates either last year. In the last cycle, because there wasn't really a viable candidate. But Robert Kennedy Jr. is a viable candidate.
Right.
I think he's going to gain in stature and is going to probably force some changes. But again, when you have these – the people behind the scenes, the puppet masters behind the Biden administration, are really driving the direction for – and they want this guy, Biden, to run because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And their influence peddling is actually overwhelming.
It is.
And, of course, that relates right back to – they don't want to debate anybody else because that would be embarrassing. Kamala Harris is absolutely an embarrassment, but she's going to remain on the ticket with him.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable in my mind.
Yeah.
That's just so stupid politically.
Yeah. Yeah.
They must believe they can control the outcome here, and without the voters' input. that they have enough influence with tech companies, with the media, and of course with whatever voting systems that are out there, that they're going to make sure this happens.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can do that, but they certainly believe they can. There's no question they believe they can, or they'd be changing the direction of where they're going.
I would have to say, I think there's a pretty good chance, given the importance of the Kennedy name in Democratic circles, I would say you may still see a debate between Robert F. And, you know, blowing Joe.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how that works, because if he does take a sizable portion of the Democratic Party in his camp,
yeah,
then they're going to be in a very weak position as we go into this next fall and the primary season.
Right.
And there's a potential that, you know, I have no idea how far these people are willing to go, but I do believe that they're willing to. We saw what happened in the summer of 2020, the violence,
sure,
the destruction.
You bet.
We saw what happened in the response with COVID by the Biden administration, shutting down small businesses,
yeah,
mandating vaccines for employees with or companies with over 100 employees, mandating vaccines for the military and all federal employees and all federal contractors. We saw what they did that actually destroyed this economy.
Yeah,
that
we did.
Made it drag out to the point it is today. And then, of course, we saw what they've done with the expenditures, with these massive expenditures that have created the inflation. We see what they're doing with the border. We're seeing what they're doing with pedophiles, with this gender transition surgery for children, where they're standing up for criminal rights.
Yeah.
We see that they're willing to damage American citizens. They're, yeah, willing to damage, yeah, the future, yeah, for,
yeah,
power.
Sure they are. No question. Jimmy, what else do you want to talk about besides the Democrats?
So I want to talk a little bit about what some of the information that's come out. There's a very interesting story I read yesterday. So a federal air marshal was actually looking online or looking at the domestic terror list and typed his wife's name in it.
Yeah.
And when he did, she popped up as a,
yeah,
domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
And the reason why she was on that list is because she landed in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of January and then departed on the 7th.
That's amazing.
And apparently, so this is a letter that's gone forward from Ron, I believe Chuck Grassley, and Senator from Iowa, and of course, Ron Johnson, Senator from Wisconsin, that are on the Oversight Committee. They basically, with a letter in support from the Air Marshal's Service, saying these are ridiculous charges on people, based on an FBI special agent that,
right,
provided a massive list of anybody that showed up at the airports in D.C. Over the weekend of the January 6th event and actually put them on the domestic terrorists.
Yes.
When this officer, when this federal air marshal said, hey, wait a second, my wife's on here. There is nothing that she did. She did not go in the Capitol. There is no justification. She has no criminal record. What are you talking about? They said you cannot tell her. They told him he could not tell her. So he filed a complaint. The head of the Federal Marshal Service, actually the deputy director and the director, signed letters to Senate saying this is incredibly damaging,
yeah, it is,
our service because we're tracking people that are absolutely not criminals.
Right.
And it's absolutely against the Constitution. And that's what the FBI has done. That's what the Justice Department has done. That's what the TSA has done under this administration in order to prosecute people. And it should be very frightening to every person in America that they could do this unchecked, without question, without any evidence, without even an investigation to potentially anybody, including a federal air marshal's wife.
Yeah. No, it's kind of interesting what's going on. What I find to be really interesting is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some things are happening that I simply don't understand at all. I don't understand how well-meaning and, let's say, dedicated to America politicians can do something, can approve of something like what's going on right now. Jim, I just don't get it.
Well, you're
what
seeing,
else, my friend? What else?
You're seeing some absolute bizarre actions out,
yeah,
there from Democrats and progressives.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, they are trying to change the Constitution and make pedophiles a protected class.
Amazing.
Why in the heck would you do that if you're not pandering to pedophiles? And this is interesting because there was, you know, back in 2017, 2018, there was a big push by this, you know, QAnon type information that talked about how many pedophiles were influencing direction of our government. And when you think about it, it makes a little bit of sense that the very powerful people that have no moral standards, that have unlimited amount of resources, they live in a world that most of us don't see. And it turns out that actually quite a few of them that we know have ended up having some very serious problems. Apparently a socialite from Charlottesville, Virginia, married to a judge, found herself busted in a hotel room going after an 8-year-old girl. You have a whole segment of society that has a lot of power, a lot of influence, that are actually encouraging these types of policies, these drag shows, basically, as many people say, grooming children and grooming society to accept some basically morally, in my view, in my opinion, morally decrepit ideologies. And what are they doing that? I think it's because of their own, like, moral, you know, decay.
Yeah.
And I think that what you're seeing right now is this move by the left to take advantage and move as quickly as possible to expand as much power as they possibly can to support these different ideologies in hopes that it will stick. And the way that they're going to make it stick is by using law enforcement, by using a federal regulation, and basically intimidation through their very left-wing media. Many of these people live in these sick kind of worlds inside these big urban areas. Let's talk about what's his name? I was trying to remember the morning – Good Morning America – or that wasn't Good Morning America. The NBC morning show guy that got busted, you know, because he was – you know, basically intimidating women, locking them in his office.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. You've got the Fox, or I'm sorry, the NBC News guy was just fired because of an inappropriate relationship. Andy Lack was fired because of an inappropriate relationship and sexual misogyny. These people all have these insidious underground kind of ideologies. Some of them get caught. Andrew Gillum, you know, who was found naked with a gay guy in a hotel room in Florida, and ran for governor, was the mayor of Tallahassee. These are sick puppies, and they're trying to change the world to accept what they think is right. And I think that right now is the challenge. Yeah. It's really, in my view, it's a fight between good and evil.
Well, I think you're right, Jim, and I think it's such a shame. I mean, what I'm seeing here is, in my opinion, moral values are going right down the toilet, being flushed right down the toilet in the United States. And I got to tell you, that is so sad.
I mean, it is. You know, there's not much. And on one hand, it's sad, but you're making a very clear division right now.
Yeah,
I was in a meeting the other night, and there was a woman there, a younger woman, and she wanted to be – she actually was elected to be a senior representative in a Republican organization.
Yeah.
And but she's younger and she wants to get involved, but she says, look, I don't want to be associated as a Democrat. I don't want to be associated as an independent. And she said, I don't want to be associated as a Republican because people, you know, are offended by it. And
well, then why does she volunteer to be part of the organization, Jim?
Exactly is the point. And the guy next to her, an elderly gentleman, a very wealthy and influential and a wise man, just looked at her and said, "You have to pick a side."
Yeah.
And that's the point where we're at.
You better.
It's a decision of whether you're at a moral high ground and you're looking for good, or you're on an immoral background and you're actually fighting for things that are destructive to our society.
Uh huh.
And that's the choice we're facing.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's no question about that. But, you know, I mean, I hate to bring this up, but I'm only bringing it up for out of the box's sake to let him know that I'm still in there with him. And that is, this was all pretty much described in Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. You know, I don't know. I mean, call me crazy if you want to. But I don't believe I am. I think it's coming to pass. I really do.
It is. You would never have thought how quickly these things would happen in America now. And you know, I will never pretend that I understand what God's plan is, right? I will never pretend that I'm anything more than just a sinner that sits here and tries to do what I can.
Right.
It is frightening. I was just having lunch. My wife and I were having lunch with a friend who lives up in Virginia.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the discussion. Could you imagine 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
No, not even close.
Us being in these circumstances.
Not even close, Jim. Not even close.
And it's only been in the last few years how rapidly it's deteriorated.
Yep, no question. Okay, we're over 20 minutes, almost 21. You want to talk about anything else?
For today, I guess that's it. I think we should come back and talk about China tomorrow a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about their influence in all this.
I also want to get up to speed a little bit on Ukraine again. I think I am up to speed, although we can also save that for the weekend show. Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks for your input.
You bet, Al.
Find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.